This is Father Celery with this week's focus for Sunday, March 30th, the fourth Sunday in Lent, Year A, Blindness and Vision. Dear friends, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? The classic Groucho Marx one-liner captures the Pharisees' frustrated, blind rage at Jesus in this week's gospel. You see, they have an image of Jesus as an interloper, a threat to their leadership, and they refuse to see the clear hand of God in his wondrous healing. They refuse to hear the word of God and his message of love. And because no one is as blind as those who will not see, the Pharisees are the blindest of the blind. And in their blindness they stumble about in anger and ignorance, striking out at the man cured of blindness, his family, and yes, ultimately at Jesus. John makes it easy for us to see the message in this week's gospel. He draws a sharp contrast between the blind man who now sees and the Pharisees who will never see. The cured man sees through the eyes of faith, and he's become a disciple of Jesus. The Pharisees' vision is totally obstructed by the cataracts of pride. You see, they're in deep denial. Christ puts mud in the man's eyes, and he sees. Christ performs wondrous signs for all to see. And the Pharisees? Well, they're still blind. So here's the question, my friends. How's your vision? When was the last time you had a checkup? Sure, the input hitting your optic nerve may be 20/20, but what do you see? Do you see people in need as a nuisance, or do you even see them at all? Is your day filled with opportunities to praise God and serve your neighbor? Or is it a blur full of fuzzy intentions you'll get to later? Jesus has a cure for all our vision problems. He doesn't want to give us glasses because he knows we're careless. He knows we'll take them off and forget where we left them. He wants to give us a transplant. He wants us to see the world through his eyes. And oh, what a vision it is. Through the eyes of Jesus, there are no strangers. We're all beloved brothers and sisters. Through the eyes of Jesus, we have a whole new perspective on routine frustrations and rude surprises. They become opportunities to give glory to God. You see, through the eyes of Jesus, we see the big picture. We're not distracted and confused by petty details. We don't focus on temptation. You see, through the eyes of Jesus, we see purpose and direction in our lives. My friends, that's the difference between blindness and vision. It's not a function of lenses and retinas. It's the will to see, the will to believe. Through his life, death, and resurrection, Jesus has given us new eyes to see. Through the grace of baptism, he shares his vision. But over the course of a long life, we can dissipate these gifts. We can sit in growing darkness. And like the Pharisees, we can ignore the clear signs of God's love. But there they are. As long as we have the will to see, we'll never be blind. In anger and resentment, in depression and despair, or just plain lazy self-indulgence boredom, Jesus offers us a far better vision of what life can be. My friends, he offers us love and joy. He offers serenity and fulfillment. He offers eternal life. It's there for all of us to see. Just keep your eyes open and keep looking towards the light. This has been Father Celery with this week's focus. To learn more, visit my website at www.davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.